bring this meeting to order now?
Okay.
Literally.
We're on.
So. Excuse me. Can we get a roll call, Gary, please?
Sharon?
Here.
Roger?
Yes.
Roy?
Here.
Sue?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
Okay, to the board's knowledge, we have under new business an added item E. Bell Whistle expansion and main brace and port relocation. So can we get an approval of the agenda as amended?
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
I second it.
Gary?
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Okay, we got three meetings that we're gonna approve the minutes for.
I make a motion we approve all three sets of minutes.
I'll second it.
Gary?
Roy?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Tim?
Yep.
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, Gary, financial report.
First off, before I ask the commissioners if you had a comment, but on the budget calendar, I'd like to move the calendar up. Have the hearing on June 6th. So we, you know, if there's any problems with the budget, we have time to fix it. So I just want your knowledge. I want to move it up to the 6th instead of the 20th that we had before.
Okay. So where is that going to be?
Port office.
Port office, okay.
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m., okay.
And then one other thing, I found out the day after our budget committee meeting that our insurance is going to be raised by 9%. So that'd be one change that I'd like to make in that hearing. Just so you guys are aware of that. I think I emailed you that information already. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions on financial report?
Tim, do you have any questions?
No.
Sue?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Roger? Nope. One other thing I want to bring up, the auction that we had last Saturday. The auctioneers told me approximately we grossed $37,000 in that auction.
Oh, that's good.
So in about 5 days, they'll have the money in their hands. Once all the money transactions are completed.
Is that after their fee or before?
No, that's
gross. You said gross?
$37,000 gross, right.
Okay, good.
Approximately.
Gary, how much stuff was left?
A lot. The big boats are still left. They didn't sell, but a lot of the little stuff is gone. The trucks, the equipment, that's all gone. And all the boat parts, pieces that were in the warehouse, that's essentially gone.
The large equipment moved?
Yeah, because the large boats didn't sell.
Did the travel lift sell?
No, but that wasn't ours to sell anyway. That was travel lift. That's not ours, because we had a trade-in with our more travel, so.
And they'll be picking that up then?
Yes.
Good.
That's all I got.
Okay, so I get a motion to approve the financial report.
I move that we approve the financial report as written.
I second.
Gary?
Sharon?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
To old business, item A, port rates, resolution 472.
Okay, so the port rates, I updated the rates based on the board's comments at the last meetings. Section 8, administration fees, item R2 and 3, the board asked me to check on the PUD and SDAO. The actually PUD told us to go to SCAO, get their opinion. And what they told us is if we want additional fee for the water and sewer, we need to make an agreement with PUD. So at this point, I just removed it. And if the board agrees with that, that's what I like to do, is just remove that at this point in time.
Okay.
And then section 9, insurance section, the board asked to get some information from other ports. So in the packet, all the other ports up and down the coast, and it's pretty much across the board. There's no rhyme or reason. It's whatever the board wants to set the insurance rate at. So I just need a decision on that.
Do you want that decision tonight?
I would like to, so we can get our rates established and then post.
You know, at the meeting where we discussed the rates, several of the individuals brought up that are commercial fishermen, that it was, and also the charter fishermen, that it wasn't very much of an increase for $1 million, but for $2 million it was exorbitant. So I would like to propose that we require $1 million liability.
Is that a motion?
Yes, a motion, sorry.
I'll second that motion.
Gary?
Tim?
Sorry, we're talking about one and three?
The liability insurance.
Page 24, 1 and 3, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
So we're not talking about the recreational vehicles in this case?
You're talking about the commercial vessels and also charter guide vessels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on what you found out, this is a reason. It's all over the board, so we can do pretty much. But I mean, it's not out of range then.
No. Just you understand that you're going to be $400,000 short of if there's a claim against.
Well, when was the last time we had a claim?
No.
Okay.
Never say that. I know. Never say that.
I'm not a yes. Yes.
You'd have to wait till he asked you.
Oh, he already asked me.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
The sports are stay at 500.
Yeah. That's what the board wants.
Let's do the commercial vote first.
Okay.
So your motion is to increase commercial fishing vessels liability insurance to $1 million.
Right, I was thinking charter also, but if you want it split up, that's fine. Okay, so commercial.
You both charter.
Okay, we get a second?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
Okay, Gary, roll call.
Tim?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Roy?
No. Okay, recreational vessels, general liability, $500,000.
Make a motion to leave the recreational vessels with $500,000 liability.
I'll second that.
Gary?
Sharon?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy?
No.
You're doing no because it's too much.
It's just required now.
I know, but I think it's too little. Three charter guide vessels.
I make a motion that we have the liability insurance for charter vessels at $1 million.
I second.
Gary?
Sue?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roy?
No.
Idaho, can I get a board decision on the rates for this water and sewer fee? Confirm that, can you?
Leave it the way it is.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion that we accept the, removing it and leaving it the way it is.
But Gary, we are going to be starting charging both water and sewage.
Correct, for the usage.
For the ones that have that, even the ones that have leases now that are current?
The ones that have meters that we can track it, yes.
We can put meters on any more of them?
Well, we'll have to see what the costs are.
They aren't that expensive.
Yeah, well.
Compared to what they're, can cost us in sewage.
So far, all the restaurants have meters, so as long as nothing changes, I think we're covering what people that use water.
Does the hair salon have a meter?
Yes.
Okay.
So what was your motion, Sharon?
Gary wanted to remove that.
You know what?
The R2, the rate, and put it back the way it was.
You got a second?
I'll second it.
Gary?
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Okay, so at this point, if you want to hear any comments from the public, I'd like to have a final vote on this package of the board. I don't know if you want to entertain any comments from the public before we make a resolution.
Can you add your hand up?
Yeah, I even gave you a public comment request form.
Right. On the first one too, okay, Jim?
Yeah, so I'm just coming up so your speaker can record it. So 8A, public records request fee schedule. The county has a deal where if you want an electronic record, they charge you $5 for a CD or an email. And if there's any research time involved, if it's under 15 minutes, they waive it. If it's over 15 minutes, they charge you the research fee rate, which is like $25 an hour. You've got like $100 an hour in here, which I think is crazy because I don't think you're paying your staff $100 an hour. I think you're basically allowed to recover your costs on these, but not turn it into a profit center. So I would ask that you add a CD fee for an email fee for electronic records of $5 and do something with the research fee so that nominal research, you know, when things just don't really take much time, we're not nailing everybody for $50 to, you know, send them last week's minutes or something like that that's ready to hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. So does the board want to take into any consideration from that previous public comment?
I think that's a reasonable request. And so I don't know whether you need a motion to that effect to...
Is there any other discussion from the board on that?
So what's the research? The research fee, Sue, in this case?
Well, if it takes more than 15 minutes, then the research fee would be whatever costs we incur for time.
No overage, just employee cost?
Well, I think probably, I don't know what the average employee gets, but you've got to consider their benefits too, I would think.
How about it? $35 an hour rather than $100 an hour.
That'd be closer to what the employees are getting with benefits and everything.
Mm-hmm. You think about 35?
You got a half hour minimum, so that's half of that. So I think you're in the ballpark then.
Okay.
Anybody want to make a motion to change that to $35?
And since I've been here, we haven't had a research of anything, so I think it's going to be pretty rare, but maybe we do have something, and we have something written down, so.
How can we go on after hours?
I'll make a motion to do the research for $35 an hour. And that would be under 8B.
Right.
Also, make available a CD or an email for $5.
What would that be?
Does that cover it? Okay.
Then anything under 15 minutes?
What?
It's not there.
Anything under 15 minutes?
No, I said a motion.
You make it available. Second? Well.
Yeah, we need a second.
Aren't we voting for a half hour minimum? That's what this says. For a half hour minimum.
But if it's a quick question, takes, you know, I'd say the 15 minute deal is pretty. You said you haven't had very many requests. Where would that go under this thing? Go under B?
Yeah.
And $5 for a CD?
Right, or an email.
You might want to say if it's available as an electronic record, that wouldn't be good. Go scan it to make it for a CD, that would be different.
Then we got the time.
Yeah.
Is that your motion, Sue?
Yes, it is. I'm waiting for someone to. Oh, good. Thank you.
So we got a second. Gary?
Sure. There was a question out there.
Did I miss somebody? John?
Right now you're talking about item 8B.
8B, yes, John.
I would like to hear how 8C works with that. Is that in addition to 8B, or is 8C a whole different operation? Or is that
That's a good
charged
question.
In addition to B? I know you have a version for 8B right now, but
well, let's do 8B. We have a motion and we have a second. And we'll visit C here in just a minute, John. That's a good question.
It is.
Gary, a roll call on 8C.
Sharon?
Yes.
No, 8B, I'm sorry. 8B.
B. Yeah. C.
B.
Yes.
Sharon, Roger?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, so the question's been brought up whether computer time, port operator, hourly rate, half hour minimum is the same as B, written request, hourly rate, half hour minimum, research. I guess what John's saying is C research just like B is research, only it's computer time. What's the difference and how? And
one additive to the other, or
right.
I think it should be the same, right?
Is research B without computer work?
That's the way I would see it.
And if computer work's involved, then C adds to B's charges? I don't know.
What? I think one's a written request and one's a computer.
And so I did say in my motion if we could email it or make a CD, so doesn't that kind of include computer also?
So would those charges be additive?
I think $35 an hour is reasonable. I think $100 an hour is out of the park, to be honest with you. I wouldn't pay it, just to let you know.
So does the board... Does the board want to make a motion to change that half hour minimum of $100 to another denomination?
I'll make a motion that we change that item 8C, the computer time, to $35 an hour.
I'll second that.
Well, how about research and computer time on the same line? Doesn't matter what kind of research.
I would just combine both.
Yeah, I'd combine them both, to be honest with you.
Take out C.
Take out.
Or just put computer time with research time.
Okay.
It's one of the same.
Or just say research or.
Right.
Or slash computer time.
Yeah.
So you're going to combine that, Gary?
Yep.
We're eliminating C.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, do we want to make?
Motion.
We got to make a new motion.
We're going to make a new motion for that.
Okay, so the motion is combine research slash computer time, make that $35 an hour, get rid of the computer time, which is 8C.
I'll second it.
Gary?
Sue?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Any other public comment?
On Roy, looking at that, then if we're going to consider computer time, let's jump down to H, failure to register research for related to unregistered boats. We're going to lump that in that computer time as well? Or we're going to put that separate?
What item are you on, Dana?
Number 8. Failure to register for research related to unregistered boats. You got $25 an hour on that one.
That looks like just a $25 charge.
Right.
Is that what we're calling an error?
Mm-hmm.
Looks
okay.
Yeah, that's not hourly.
It's not hourly. It's a fee.
Longer than.
That's a separate charge for that item.
That can take a long time.
Because mm-hmm. you got research in B, that's why I'm curious if we're going to mm-hmm. spread the two out or.
Well, one's a failure to register, so hopefully everybody comes in the port office and registers their vessel. So if we fail to do it, we got to research, find out who it belongs to and all that jazz, and get an extra $25.
Okay.
An extra $25?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So does the board wish to leave that the same as written?
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, sir.
But Gary, come back next year with it.
I just want to raise it to 50.
Okay, so any other
Mr. Chairman, I have one more just for clarification. Okay. And that would be O, 8O, vessel moving per hour if does not include so my assumption is that having a vessel moved at the customer's request or at the port's request, that charge would apply.
Gary, you want to comment on that?
That would be either or. If a customer wants to move a vessel, it's $100.
But if you want to move it, you're still going to charge him?
For the port to move it.
If we need to move it, that's our charge.
There's no charge. That's what's off.
All right, so this is vessel moving based off of a customer request.
Either or, Gary says. Either
yeah, port or we have to move it.
If the port has to move it, say it's sinking, it's got to get over the haul-out facility. Can't get a hold of the owner. Hold out on the trailer.
Okay. Is the boat? Is the boat still on the boat to do that with?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the port requests. The port won't just arbitrarily move 3 or 4 boats and charge those boats.
No.
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 He said
no.
If it's moved at their request, there'd be no charge.
Or if the port feels it needs to be moved based off of a safety item.
Right, and if the owner can't haul it out himself on a trailer, him or her.
We just need some money.
All right, so charging on that would actually be manager's discretion, right?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be manager's
discretion. That's right. I'm good with that. Thank you.
So bottom line, we're not going to be moving boats all day just to make a little, right?
Right.
Okay.
No.
to have a little levity here.
Do we want to make a motion yet?
We're on rates.
To approve port rates resolution 472.
I make a motion we adopt resolution 472 amended by the rates we okayed tonight. Changes.
I'll second that.
Gary?
Roger?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Okay, mortgage license agreement, resolution 471, page 32.
All right, the mortgage license agreement, we updated it for the last meeting. And we updated the marina best management practices as the board has decided on. And then the last thing, we'll update section 5 based on today's issues and our insurance. So.
Okay.
Corrected the spelling.
In that section, well, you have to distinguish whether commercial or sport.
Right.
That'd be the only thing.
Correct.
Move it to a million and a 500,000 for sport.
Right.
Nothing for commercial chart.
Well, I make a motion that we approve resolution, what's the number, 471?
471.
471.
As amended with the insurance amendments.
Get a second?
I'll second it.
Gary?
Tim?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Section 5, item C, Brookings Harbor Ice and Cold Storage Lease Amendment, 38, page 38.
Okay. Mike Manning refused the board's offer of $500 per month for the ice house cold storage. The existing ground lease at the port is at 9 cents a square foot per month. Board's offer is about twice that amount, 18 cents. Additional information, in 2011, the monthly rental price for the ice house was $944. And the amended monthly rental would be $1,314. So over the past 6 years, CPI increased almost 10%. And that would have put the rental, if that place was still under the rental from the previous owner, it would be about the same dollar value of what we're asking for now, or what he's asking for now. The latest appraisal in 2016 on the ice house was valued at $45,000. The estimated safety and structural improvements is estimated at $134,000. The cold storage building, which was built with a loan of $1,300,000, it was built without a compressor room, compressor vessels, built over a 6-inch water main that will freeze when the cold storage is at proper temperature. Racks weren't installed for maximizing full potential. And pipe supports were installed for ammonia piping and whatnot. So the latest appraisal for the pool storage is valued at $140,000, and with the estimated safety and structural improvements is at $500,000. The monthly utility cost for ice house cold storage from last year averaged approximately $7,744 a month. The insurance on the ice house is $1,239 per year, Coal storage is $2,197. The depreciation on the ice house on our books last year was $11,683. Cold storage depreciation was $47,984. And the loan payment on the cold storage is $76,340 per year. So with the amended lease amount, the ice house cold storage would get $24,457 per year. And that pretty much translates to a cash flow increase of $104,000 per year.
So does this include the amount that you would have to pay to have someone run the ice house or take care of the cold storage? No labor. Okay, I just wanted to make that clear.
No labor, no maintenance.
Or maintenance, okay. And the last time I remember the ice house needed to be fixed, it was like $124,000 for that fix.
Me, I ought to die.
Just don't do it here.
I'll be back. Ow.
You know, I don't know why we don't hold him to the original agreement he signed. He signed it. It's been looked at by our attorney and Mel Cade. And why are we going to let him off the hook?
His argument, according to Mike.
I don't care what's according to Mike. I'm according to what he signed and I read. And he signed that there's a legal document. According to Mike doesn't mean anything to me. What's legally binding is what he signed.
Well,
I don't like what I pay for mortgage for my boat. So you're gonna reduce mine because I don't like it?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I'm interested in what he had to say.
According to Mike, I've talked with him three separate times with Gary present all three times. Mike is not in agreement with the lease that he signed, and he has no excuse. He signed it, I signed it, we signed it, we all went through it. But according to him, after reviewing it more thoroughly, when he had more time or whatever, quiet time, who knows, it isn't in compliance, it isn't in line with his original proposal, according to Mike. Tim made a request to put in a clause in the lease that guarantees Mike Manning will serve ice to this fleet as long as they are in good standing and he is in good, profitable business. If we can do anything we want, we can vote any way we want. If we get it back, there's going to be astronomical charges that Mike's incurred in that plant in maintenance and all kind of areas. He wants it. He needs it. He says he guarantees he'll service our fleet with ice. If we get that back, it's going to shut down and we're not going to have ice for this fleet in this port. So if there's any commercial fishermen here, I want to have any public comment towards that ice house, stand up, raise your hand, and let us hear from you. Because if we get it back, it's going to shut down. Al?
What is actually the difference between yes and no on this?
What's that on?
What's the difference? What does he want that was not in the contract?
I'll let Gary explain that.
Well, in a contract, the current contract, the lease, we are the owners of the building. Right. And we're charging him a premium rate for the building and the land. So his proposal to us, he was actually buying the building and everything. So he's offering, a 9 cents a square foot, just bare land. That's why I got depreciation values, that we're not going to be on the books anymore, because we're not going to be taking care of the building. He takes care of the building. He's got the complete ownership of those things, but the land's not sold, the land's still the port's, that's why we have a land lease. And we do have established rates for land leases, 9 cents a square foot.
But how about the land that are charged for concrete is more than 9 cents a square foot, and there's concrete storage there? So why isn't it included at a higher rate? I mean, and what is strange to me, the fishermen in Newport are worrying about packed choice having the only ice in Newport now. They bought out Titan.
Well, there's a whole different scenario. The packed choice owns about 26 boats. Yes, Dan.
Question to the board. If we're concerned about the 9 cents a square feet for bare land, and Commissioner Thompson, you bring up the issue of the concrete rental, then why are we bringing up the issue with Marilyn Bush and her 4 cents a square foot that we're charging her for the paved parking lot that she has, which is an improvement over and above the 9 cents a square foot that we charge for gear storage?
Because she paid for that paving.
But are we, as a court, not on the hook for maintenance of that? According to Mr. Dillinger last month, we are.
It's her asphalt, right?
Yeah, I'll have to look into it.
Yes, Willie.
Yeah, back to the ice house. I don't really understand. There's a couple things that are confusing here. One thing is, I mean, Mike's a businessman. Could he not be here tonight?
Hey, Willie. There's a lot of times a lot of people aren't here tonight that have issues on the agenda.
Okay.
So what
it seems like pretty big.
Let's be real fair here.
So. Okay. So anyway, you know, he signed an agreement. I mean, he looked it over. It's a little confusing why apparently there's been up to 4 changes in this already. Is that correct?
3.
Two, actually.
Two. Okay.
To this be a third.
Well,
just go on here and say. That whole area over there has been taken over by BC. I mean, you know, you go over there, and now I hear that area behind the cold storage also that was the impound yard before is also part of this agreement.
That is correct.
Where there's no room over there to start with for Pack Choice Bornsteins, and now that's going away too as part of this agreement. It just seems like, I don't know. I don't want to see the ice go away, but I think, you know, it seems like he thinks he's got you over a barrel and he's just running. Well, I don't know.
I don't feel that way. Here's how I feel. You have an individual that moved in here with the whole family, and he was able to pull off a large development. And he wants more. Mike Manning wants more. He wants to develop more. He wants to put in, you know, other stuff.
At what expense, though? At whose expense? Because we're all suffering from all this. I mean, you know, we've lost our public voice.
That's what Pack Choice has done.
Okay, now Mike's going to have 5 voice, and he's going to have 3 of those, I call them robo voice, that $80,000 fancy, you know, that nobody has. I mean, I know of one. It's in Charleston at Pack Choice, where the majority of the product that comes over the docks here is not over his docks. And things just keep going downhill. We keep up giving more land, more water frontage. And now this, we're talking about, you know, reducing what was previously agreed on. I'm just very concerned. I don't know a lot about it, but I don't want to see the ice go away, no. But I also have a hard time figuring out why we can't, you know, make a little money off the ice the way it was. So that's just my opinion. You want to know if any fishermen wanted to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm very concerned.
Okay, so if you go to the other numbers on some of the other pages, the insurance, the upkeep, the electric, all those, that's free money. That's going to happen without doing anything.
I understand the math here. Yeah, and it, when you look at it, it makes sense, but why did you sign the original agreement and you know, we keep changing here?
We're going back and forth, we're negotiating, that's what's happening.
Mr. Chairman.
That would happen before you signed it.
Hold on, Tom, we have one of our council, legal counsels here with us tonight.
This is a project that primarily Jim Coffey was working on, so I just got the update on it today since he found out I was coming up to talk about the other stuff with you guys. But the draft amendment that you have before you tonight is not something that we would advise you to sign at this time. It's missing some kind of important protections. And I believe that Mr. Manning signed two different agreements. Are you planning to amend both of those agreements? And if so, you need to have two amendments. There's a number of other things that we would like to make sure are here before you sign anything. So while you make your decision, that's legal's input on this.
Okay. So what amendments are necessary?
No amendments are necessary. He signed the agreement. He's a businessman, and you have a lease in place that you can enforce. But if the board wishes to amend, you can. We need to make sure that the amendment is an enforceable document that protects you guys. And this is not drafted in such a way that it's going to do that.
It's obvious, sir. His agreements he signed aren't enforceable.
Are?
According to him.
Are or are not?
Aren't. According
not.
To him.
Well, it depends on whether you guys want to enforce them.
Appreciate
and that's up to you.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Gary, correct me if I'm wrong. Was there something in his original lease for his original property that the port was responsible for providing ice from the ice house as well as having the cold storage?
No.
Was that in the original lease?
No.
No? Okay. Not the one that, the most recent one, the one that he signed with the port when he first leased the land?
Right.
No. Okay.
So part of this started when Mike came to that meeting, workshop. He says, you know, I'm going to put an ice plant on my property. Mm-hmm. So then when you thought about that, well, then we can cut the cold storage off and put it on our own little smaller ice plant because he'll have ice for boats too. Then all of a sudden, as soon as he could buy it, you give it to him and give him a cheap lease, then, no, I'm not going to build an ice plant.
He told Gary and I, day before yesterday, that if this thing falls through, he'll give it back to the port with cost incurred, and he will build his own ice plant for his plant on his property that he leases from the port. Jim?
I don't know if the attorney is willing to offer an opinion whether he can come back successfully for costs incurred when he's backing out of the lease.
What do you see there, Jane?
To the extent that I have reviewed the lease, which once again was really quick, mostly this was a meeting with Jim where he said, tell him not to do that. if he backs out of the lease that he signed, I don't know why he thinks he's going to get money from you.
I suggest we table this until they have the time to go through it and give us some advice. Because he hadn't paid for it yet. He hadn't paid any of his rent on it yet.
Nothing.
He hadn't paid anything. He's got money from the ice he sold.
Well,
and we don't have a list. Did he provide us with a list of the improvements he's made? No.
Okay, so. I mean, I don't understand. If I was in this deal, I don't understand why Mike's not here to talk to us. He's been to one workshop.
Here's why he's not here, Roger, and I'll tell you and the whole public deal. He doesn't want to argue with you.
Well,
that's the only reason he's not here.
Well, then he's not much of a business person. He wants to sit here and argue with the board.
Roger, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just telling you why he's not here. And I witnessed him saying that.
So can I request just a little direction for me when I take this back? We have this proposed lease amendment that it looks like has the terms that you guys are talking about potentially addressing. Do you want me to take this and then and draft it into an enforceable amendment and bring it back, and then you guys can decide whether or not you want to accept the changes in terms? Does that sound like a
step? Say that again, Jim.
So what I have here in this amendment that we're advising you guys not to sign at this time because of the way it's drafted. The terms in the amendment, that's you guys have to decide whether or not you want to make those changes or not. That's your decision. And obviously, if you want to sign this amendment as drafted, that's your decision too. But I would like to take the amendment, draft it so that it is actually affecting both agreements, so that it has the other legal protections that we want to have in place. And then you still make the decision about whether or not you want to make these term changes and sign a properly drafted amendment. Am I making sense?
What time frame are we looking at?
I could try to have a draft back to you guys. When's your next meeting?
We would have a special meeting just for that. We'd advertise it and have a special meeting.
2 weeks.
I was going to say I could have it back to you next month, but I can...
We're looking at a shrimp season starting up here any day. And we need ice.
Well, then enforce your initial agreement. I mean, I will take it back to Jim and find out, but we can't turn things around in 24 hours. We got this morning.
Roy, the last meeting, the board already decided not to enforce the agreement. The board actually offered $100 a month. So the board's already made that decision not to enforce it.
Right.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, we're kind of like the next step. I don't know if we need to have a vote on the $3,500.
But he turned it down.
He turned down? Do you want to?
He turned down that.
So.
Tim.
Well, the issue. If you're going to negotiate, you have to be willing to accept a no. Are we willing to accept that there's no ice and we're going to have to go out and find a couple hundred thousand dollars, $300,000 to make an ice plant? Now, as you all know, I voted no the first time, but it wasn't for money reasons. It was for the lease, the value of the lease, or the lease that was very poorly written. That went up to Jim, and apparently he didn't fix it much. So, Mike did one good thing here. He agreed to sell ice to the fleet, which I think is an important thing to me. I don't know what the term is. At this point, is it still the 30-year term? Is that correct?
Correct.
I'd be happy if it wasn't 30 years, or happier if it wasn't 30 years.
Me too.
I would be... at some point at which we could make new, by that time we could figure out some new terms. I think there should be a percentage of gross when it gets to a certain point. Gross sales. And I think the lease should be something like 5 years or 10 years. But I've already lost in this deal, so. I think the first issue is if we don't want to go out and start making ice ourselves, we are over the barrel. There's no question about it. But he's right now providing ice at even lesser rate than we were selling it. Mm-hmm. With the agreement to sell it to the Brookings fleet, I think is a big deal. That's for me a big deal. So I don't like it, but I intend to accept his offer at this point.
Okay, I'm gonna take Matt very briefly, please.
My question, you said at the beginning of this discussion that Tim wanted, said that he had a settle the Brookings fleet. Is that already in place where he has to?
That's part of the amendment tonight.
So, but right now, it's not part of it?
He's verbally agreed to it.
Okay.
And he's been doing it.
Yeah, no, I know he has. That's just, you know, because that's one thing. You know, if you guys want the 3,500, and he's, you know, he said no, and you guys say it has to be, then he can just sell ice to his boats if he wanted to do that, right?
No, he won't have the ice house.
He doesn't own it yet.
Yeah, he doesn't own it yet. No, he couldn't do that right now.
All right, that's all.
But your point taken, Matt, and understood.
He could. There's no agreement. He could. We don't want to get her. We don't want to make her rich over there.
Okay. John Brazil.
I'd just like to step back for a little bit and see where the overall goal was in the situation where the port is today. And we don't have a lot of money laying around. So we can't invest in, or the decision was that we can't invest a lot of money in improvements in those ventures, be it the ice house and coal storage. So the goal was to reduce cost, reduce liability, and plan on budget-wise going forward with some certain sustainable income, and still be able to provide out of this port services that the commercial fishermen are looking for via ice. I think that's what the goal of the board was.
Unless that is.
And I'm still hearing that there's still an opportunity on the table to accomplish that goal. Reduce expenses, reduce liability, maintain a service that's needed to the customers of this port, and secure somewhat of a guaranteed income that can be budgeted.
I agree with you, John.
If the board chooses to change their goals, then I think that's where you need to step back and redraw the picture to go forward. I haven't seen a bunch of money just show up someplace to where we could do improvements to where our liabilities are reduced and continue with trying to make that a profit center.
Correct.
So unless some of the things have changed, I think you should try to maintain on your original goal.
What do you think of that, John? Jan?
Yeah, are there any issues with liens or IFA or creditors on selling these buildings? Because I did recall in the original discussions, you very much thought you were keeping ownership of the buildings and just leasing the equipment. And so I don't know that there's ever been a discussion of if the buildings can be sold.
Gary, you want to comment on that?
From what I understand, it's the board's decision. The board can make a decision on best interest of the board. And IFA knows exactly what's going on here because they get my weekly reports. They understand what's happening. They're not left in the dark.
Correct.
They have an issue. They definitely tell me because a few of them do call me regularly.
I really feel strongly that we need to be looking at what's in the best interest of the port right now. And let's face it, we're pretty well broke. This would allow us to at least have some cash flow. I know I talked to Gary about it, and what was it, last month was one of the first months that we'd been able to pay all our bills and get them caught up. So that's pretty scary when you can't do that. And when you have those big maintenance bills and so forth coming in for the ice plant, you can't do it.
Just a question. What happens at the end of the 30 years?
You renegotiate the lease.
Yeah, you renegotiate the lease.
So we're not putting the clause in where
we
get the building back at that point?
Could we reduce those years?
You know, I'm with Sue. I'm in favor of accepting this lease, the amendment, and that's how I'm going to vote tonight. If it comes to a vote, we can respectfully, Jane, we can lawyer this thing forever. Lawyers are like in our leases and stuff. I mean, our leases have tripled in writing this year. And it's really getting really complicated even to understand. And I realize the protection that the office is providing to the port. But at this point, I would like to see a board vote tonight whether this amended lease will pass, yay or nay, and then if not, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board with Mike Manning. We don't have a choice.
So how about this? Could we vote on the concept of passing the lease, the amendments with the various things in it, but have the legalese put in there for our protection?
You just had legal counsel sit there and tell you that what he proposed will not protect us at all.
That's not what I said. No. What I said is that the way that the lease amendment is currently drafted, there is language that needs to be there that's not there to make it enforceable as an amendment to the current agreements.
Whatever.
The terms within what she's talking about, I believe, the terms within this amendment, the specific changes in terms of money and square footage, that
could be voted on tonight.
You guys can decide on that. Send me back to the office and tell Jim, hey, we need to turn this around as fast as we can. Get this set up so it applies to both of these agreements and send it back. We can do that if that's what the board wants.
The last one you signed wasn't enforceable. So who says this one will be?
Well,
when you get done,
the parties to the agreement have to want to enforce it.
When you get done with it, he might not like that either.
If you guys don't want to enforce it, then there won't be anything you can do about it. We can only draft agreements. You still have to enforce them if you want them to be enforced. And if you want to change it, we can do that too. It is entirely your decision.
Well, I make a motion that we accept the terms of the amendment with the caveat that they're going to be put into legal form, so it's protecting both parties. But the actual terms that we were talking about would be accepted.
Wait a second on that.
Yeah, a second.
Jerry, roll call.
Roger.
No.
Sue.
Yes.
Sharon.
No.
Tim.
I'll abstain as I'm leaving quickly.
Roy.
Yes.
So that's a 2-2.
I'm assuming that pushes it on down to the next meeting.
Do you guys have?
Yes, it does.
What do your rules say? Have you
retired? It does. I have no idea.
Okay. Do you have rules?
Not that I've seen. Unless the board knows.
Do you guys have rules? Commission rules?
Of course we do.
Somewhere?
Yeah, they are, but I don't remember. If there's a tie, when it happens.
There should be.
Let's call on Jan real quick.
No, the lady next to him is a lawyer.
Call John Brazil.
It depends what your rules have stated. That could be a board member that has the most time in service, or it could be generally that's what it is most of the time. Or it could be the chair himself that. But I don't know how yours is written.
I don't know how you handle this tonight.
I don't think there's anything I've ever seen it happen.
A lot of times it's the chair that makes the split.
If you don't have a specific rule, I think you're
That's where I'm at.
I would table it until we have a chance to look at the rule. Because you don't want to make the wrong call and then have to come back and bite you.
Okay, so we're going to table this till.
I mean, if you guys want me to step out and see if I can get a hold of Jim, I can ask him now. Look, while you guys keep moving.
I don't think we have a rule.
Oh, really?
Since 95, I've never seen this happen.
Well, let's see what the little green book says.
It may have been adopted as part of standard policy at some point, but I don't know which one.
Somewhere in a stack of old ordinances?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we move on and then come back to it? Okay, I don't know. She's gonna look at it and there may be some rules.
We find a way to get around the vote, right? That's a problem for me.
What's that then?
If we're gonna do a tie, it's a problem. I change my vote.
Well, we might make another motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would really like to see less years. I would just like to see less years.
Yes, Dan.
Clarification. Tonight you made comments about Mike owning the building, the equipment, but I believe back in February it was that the port would sell him the buildings and the equipment.
That was my understanding.
And we would lease him the land.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, we sold him the building, the ice plant for $1,000, the cold storage for $9,000, a total of $10,000, the building and the equipment inside.
Correct, that's my understanding.
But it wasn't written that way.
No, that was not the understanding. We discussed the buildings heavily at that time. At that meeting, and the buildings did not go, we sold him the equipment inside the building, and the building wasn't part of it.
Assets.
Well, that's in the minutes.
Okay, you referred to it both ways, and I just want to
know. I know what's in the minutes.
Well, his letter,
his letter is one thing.
Because Roger, last month you made the comment, and I would like to review the minutes before I get too far out of line, but you did make the comment about him owning the building as well as not just the equipment, you said the building. That's why I'm questioning.
At the $6,500 a month. That's not what he wants.
So Sharon?
Yes?
What amount of time would you want on the lease?
Well, since he had it changed just to his name, it doesn't have to coincide with the BNC Fisheries. And I believe that 10 years is a good time with another 10 if he wants to take it on. That's just my feelings.
You want to make a motion on this, Sharon?
You need to decide what to do with the last motion before she does that. Table it or vote on it. Or I did that, didn't
motion
we?
Failed, 2-2.
We don't know
well,
that it failed
yet.
We don't
know that, but so probably. But we need to look at the rules for sure. So yeah, let's table here. That and then...
Then we can motion
sure
later?
Yeah.
Well, while we're waiting...
Maybe we should move on with the other stuff.
You can table it, not postpone it. Table it, stay active.
Okay, so we'll table this item.
Okay.
We'll move on. New business, section 6, item A, boardwalk mail lease, page 58.
Okay.
Boardwalk mail lease, the lease expired May 2016. They're on a month-to-month basis until now. This lease here, basically is this another 3-year term with the new rates.
Okay.
They've already accepted the lease, so boards.
Okay. I move that we accept the lease for the boardwalk mail lease. Boardwalk mail.
I'll second that.
Gary?
Roger?
We're not going to have any discussion.
Would you like one?
No, I think the board needs to stop and think about, are we going to be an office area or are we going to be something tourist related? Right now, we keep turning in more of an office area. I know it's been here a long time. and they've done a good job. I have nothing wrong with them. But it's not a tourist attraction having a mail service at the port.
I kind of disagreed with that a little bit because a lot of the tourists come in and use that facility.
Every RV park in this county uses that place on as a tourist for forwarded mail services.
Yes, they do.
Any more discussion? Tim?
Nope.
No more discussion.
Roger? Sharon?
Nope.
We have a second?
I did.
Yeah.
Jared?
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Hungry Clam lease, 77.
All right, Hungry Clam lease expired May 31st, 2014.
Wow.
And since then, they were doing month to month. They expanded into Suite 205 in June 2016. This lease covers that expansion and everything else that they are currently using. So their lease is at the new rate as well.
Okay. Why are we charging them 30 cents a square foot for their outside seating? And we're only we're willing to charge Mike for concrete storage 9 cents a square foot. When our new rates we just said was 50 cents a square foot for concrete.
We're talking about Hungry Clam.
Well,
Hungry Clam, you guys said 30 cents a square foot for asphalt.
Yeah.
For outside seating. So you want to go 9 cents?
No.
Thank you. Well,
I make a motion we approve Hungry Clam lease as written.
I'll second it.
Gary?
Sharon?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Gary, just one quick. How much space is left is it they're not using out of gym space?
Gym's?
Yeah, well, the old space. How much is not getting used out of this deal in that building?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the square footage again.
10 feet? Or
something? Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. But it's not rentable, is it correct?
What's that?
It's not really rentable.
Gym's old space?
Well, the space that we're not renting at, and their expansion into the main brace area.
The old
main brace area.
Right.
Does that leave any rentable space?
Is there any rentable space left?
There is in the old main brace office, except it has no utilities, no nothing, so it's just bare office space. And the Hungry Clam did offer taking more, but right now they don't. They're going to have another proposal to me to take in another section of room.
Oh.
So, but they want to get this under wraps now.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So, moving on to item C, the procurement request for retail sewer repair. Gary?
All right. This retail sewer repair, that's our main sewer at the retail center.
Mm-hmm.
Back in November 16, 2016, site inspection, Harbor Sanitary notified the port that our retail sewer tank was not sealed properly and water intrusion was coming into the sewer system. But since that inspection, we just put plastic tarp over it to keep as much water out of the sewer system as possible. And also, over the past year, we've had numerous outages with water boats on the canal because they get clogged by debris. So, we asked for some quotes on fixing the enclosure as well as replacing the pumps, because the pumps that are in there are fairly old and they're just not grinding up the debris and shady, clogging up. So anyways, that's my proposal to the board. I got one quote. I feel it's a complete quote. and they got the expertise to do the work in a fast manner, because we can't have that thing down very long without too much of it to get back.
Gary, I read in one of your deals that Harbor Sand didn't approve of this plan.
We have a submittal that we're responding to, so I don't see a problem with the plan going forward. It's just I got to give them more product data and whatnot for the material. So
I make a motion we approve the proposal as written.
Give a second.
I'll second that.
Gary?
Sharon?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Dredging at travel up ramp and storm drain outlet. Gary? Wow.
Yes, we got to do this.
There it is. All right, so the gravel deposits at the storm drain has impacted the travel lift ramp. The gravel is migrating over. I got some pictures there to show you what's going on.
They're bad.
At low tide, they're actually bare ground, basically. So that's preventing pulling out the boats. Putting back the boats. We had an incident. Coast Guard boat out by dock, and we couldn't put them back in because it was a little tide.
Oh,
so we had to wait the next day. So hopefully nothing bad happened. So I asked Jack Aiken, our engineer that's been here for quite a while, doing all the dredging and tsunami repairs and whatnot, to start pursuing an emergency dredging permit. So we believe we're going to get a permit in our hands by June 15th. Okay. The low tide is actually going to be in our favor. The following week, it's going to be some of the lowest tides. So we can actually dig out the soil without much water. And core engineers like that idea. So
I make a motion to approve the Gary's outline and use the proposal.
I'll second that.
Gary, roll call.
There's some discussion over here.
Oh, yeah. Tim. Sorry, Tim.
Estimated cost of labor for the operator, is that our operator or somebody else?
That's our operator.
So we're going to gain $10,000 out of that person. It's not overtime.
Right. You know, we're paying our operator. We're paying him anyway, so, yeah. Okay. And remember, this could be a FEMA project. They just still haven't gave us the answer if they're going to accept that. So we could get 75%.
Well, I think we ought to still bill the county because it's their fault. If they had kept their vault clean, that gravel wouldn't be there. This is 100% the county's fault that gravel's even in the harbor. Because the road department didn't do their job.
Then the board ought to pursue them. Period.
And as long as our employees are doing that, that counts toward our match funds in FEMA, right?
That wouldn't make
the 20%.
That part wouldn't make any difference. No.
I thought it did.
Question on that? Haul off, Gary. Who's going to be hauling that off? Is that port employees or
hauling the material off?
Yeah, right? You got in there, right? Gravel haul off removal. Is that?
Yeah, right now we're going to store the gravel on the ground and worry about hauling it away later. The county did offer empty trucks going back to Gold Beach to haul material away for free.
Good.
So there's an opportunity that we may not have to haul it at all, no cost.
I think sometimes we have to work with others.
Mm-hmm. Others need to work with us.
In fact, all the times. Otherwise, you just don't. You can get a whole lot more done with honey than vinegar. So.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I did ask the county for assistance and brought the roadmaster down here and showed him. He was quite surprised with what he saw. So.
And he's a reasonable man.
Good.
Where are we in the road?
Okay.
We have a motion.
Motion and second.
Okay. By Roger to accept that.
And we have a second.
Yeah.
So, Gary?
Tim?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay. Item E, Section 6, Bell and Whistle Expansion and Main Brace Import Office Relocation. Gary?
All right. Bell and Whistle came to us wanting to expand their restaurant towards into the port office. And they were looking at taking, I got a map in here that shows Suite 102. They're basically wanting to take over Suite 102, which is half of the port office. So I asked Main Brace if they were willing to come over to Suite 103. And they liked the idea because they'd like to downsize anyways. So he was receptive to that idea. But today I found out that they would like to take a little bit more room than what we have. So that they want to move 103 into a little bit of 102. So Bell and Whistle will have a little bit less square footage, and Misty was okay with that. So it'll be, is Tom Willie really here? Yeah, there he is. So Tom may want to have a, you want to?
Hi everybody.
Hi.
I'm the new president and CEO of Main Brace. So I've pretty much made those decisions now. There was a question about moving because it would help Ford out, it would help Bell and Whistle out, and frankly, that location for us would help us out for a couple of different reasons. It would certainly reduce our overhead liability. Also, given that particular position next to a coffee house, right next to a shipping place with the recycling and trash behind us, and then potentially a bookkeeping place also adjacent to us, gosh, and then the sheriff's department directly across the way from us, it would definitely lend itself to what we do. It would also help, you know, I think that based on what I understand about how the port business, we've been down here for about 8 years, so we see how the cycles of business work from the wintertime to the summertime back to the wintertime. We hope to add an anchor so that we level some of those peaks and valleys out. We can also potentially offer, when we've modeled out that office, we can potentially offer something that is also kind of unique to the community in ways that isn't utilized right now. There's an area in front that we might make into a conference room for it to be available for people that would be over at the coffee house or need to have financial matters discussed or have accounting matters discussed that might need recordings done. They may need audio recordings. There's a whole bunch of different reasons why it would help us out and potentially help the port out. Now, the other thing is I realized that, you know, there's a cost of doing all this stuff. None of that stuff is free. I mean, the walls don't automatically go up by themselves. So we would obviously work with the port in assuming some of those costs. The big thing is if the port would be willing to do it. I don't know if that's something that, you know, I don't know that vision. If you folks, I don't know what the vision is that you have for that space. I think that it would be a better utilized space, and I think that it would be a space that would be active much more continually maybe than it is right now. I mean, it might be able to benefit the coffee house and or Fort Mayo. I mean, it might be a benefit to everybody. So, you know, if you're looking, you know, I don't know. So I certainly hope you folks would entertain that. I don't know where the detriment would be for that. I don't know where the downfalls are.
So, Gary, I have one question. What's the difference in the rent that we would be collecting?
$350 a month.
Oh, I see.
Estimate-wise, yes.
And it's an increase? Okay.
Right.
I'm good with that.
This will be the fourth move of Main Brace. We've given Main Brace since they moved into the port, about probably $12,000 or $13,000 of free rent. They're gonna get free rent again? Is that the reason for the move?
No, they wouldn't get free rent.
Well, they said if we start moving walls, it's gonna cost us money.
$5,000.
No, that's if there's HVAC.
But all I'm saying, you know, I go back to the deal. We're gonna be office space or we're gonna be tourist space? And this is office space again, and we've got another office space. And has this been put out to anybody to say that we've got some office space down here to rent? I know a charter boat outfit that'd like to rent some space. You just keep moving main brace wherever they want to and at a whim? I'm not against main brace, I'm just saying it's been round and round and round.
It gets our office up to where main brace is right now. I thought that was one of our goals.
It was too, it is.
So what do you estimate it's gonna cost to move main brace into the space, worst case?
And us move too.
Well, typically the tenant has to pay for remodeling inside the suite. So it's up to the board if you wanna offer any assistance on that. The only thing I would say, the port would probably be responsible for the dividing wall between the two businesses. Everything else would be borne on the tenant. The building that main brace is in now, it is run down.
That's another problem. I mean,
it's worn out. What I'm saying is, he's a tenant there, so we're gonna have a problem eventually if he stays there.
Right. Or is that, Tom, 1500 and limit?
First of all, I wanna make something pretty clear here. We're not talking about moving around here to evade rent. That's not how I do business, first of all. And it's so that, you know, that may have been a concept or something in the past, but that's not how I conduct business, okay? So I don't want anybody here to think that we are moving on a whim, okay? People came over to us, and it seemed to be something that we could help the port with, okay? My interest is actually in helping the port. So as far as, you know, it almost sounded as though we were in the process of either taking advantage of the port or in a sense, kind of ripping the port off in a way, and that may be a bad way to put it. That is certainly not my intention, okay? My intention is to help the port, help the businesses down the port, and to pay our fair share. I want to help with everything. We've been here for a while. I'm sorry if the past, maybe when we moved, I don't know about all the agreements, okay? I am not privy to all of that information. I can only go from about 3 months ago forward. So I'm headed forward with everything, and so I'm hoping that you guys are taking that in that light. I'm sorry that something bad in the past has happened. That's not how I do business. That's not how I'm going to do business in the future. And for the past couple of months that we've been doing business, I hope that I've shown that. So
yeah, we don't want to lose you, Tom. I'm sure there's something that can be worked out, but we do not want to lose you or Main Brace Technologies.
I really do appreciate that, and I really do like the port. I mean, yeah. We've been here for a long time.
So if we put the wall up, you're willing to take care of the rest as far as getting your building ready to do business in?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, okay. And I think that there's some pretty good stuff. I think that we have some plans that would help.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom. So do we want to make a motion to direct Gary to further explore, go forward with the bell and whistle extension,
you mean the main
brace, and port office relocation?
I so move.
More than go forward, I think. Is that enough for you at this point, Gary? To go go forward, or
do we want to make a motion to do it?
Do it.
Yeah. We'll make a motion to accept, to move Bell and Whistle expansion and Main Brace and Port Offen relocation.
Does that include the count on me lease?
What's that, Tim?
Count on me bookkeeping lease is right in that same building.
Yeah, it's suite 102.
That's your page 113.
Adopt the proposal list on page 113.
Correct.
I move that we adopt the given proposal that Gary's put forth.
There's going to be some minor adjustments to square footage, because like I said, Tom wants a little extra room here and there, so just realize the square footage aren't exact or approximate.
Well, as long as the bottom line's the
same. Bottom line would be the same, yes.
Okay.
And how much maintenance are you going to have to do on the building you're moving into then?
As low as possible.
I mean, we can't
little chewing gum and duct tape.
As the owner, we can do it real cheap.
That's right.
We don't need to fix anything. Except holes in the ground.
So do we have a second on accepting the proposal?
Second.
Gary, roll call.
Tim.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Sharon.
Yes.
Roger.
No.
Roy.
Yes.
Move.
Okay.
Back to the mic.
Without further ado, we are
no. She's still trying to on the
table. Mm-hmm.
There's what I can tell you on that tonight. In the absence of board rules, if there is no quorum, the motion fails. So if you guys don't have rules, that motion failed. I don't know if you have rules. Okay, so my suggestion would be table it. Let me send you back a proposed thing with all of our boilerplate added on to the end of it, and then you can call a special meeting and decide whether to accept it or not.
What?
That seems like it would be fastest.
Still, what time frame, Jane? I mean, could you put like on expedite because of our shrimp season?
I will go back and tell Jim we need it ASAP, and then I will. I can't make any promises.
Right,
I will
right.
try to get a turnaround around in a week or so.
Okay.
So, Roy, you might want to get another motion. Changing the length of the lease, simply because I think we could get three instead of two.
I'll let somebody else make the motion.
This one has to be something done to it before we make another motion, is that correct?
It died.
Yeah, so we don't know that it died because we don't know if you guys have rules or not.
Oh, I see.
So you're tabling it, you're going to bring it back up at a special meeting once you have a copy of something to vote on or not.
Yep.
Makes sense. And if you want, I can put two options in there, one that says 15-year lease and one that says 30-year lease. You guys can pick which one you want to use.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, we don't know if he's going to accept it.
Have we okayed the lease to this gal now, too? Is that
no,
just,
there is no lease agreement.
So this is still open?
Yes.
Have we advertised that old Main Brace space yet to anybody?
No.
We put it in the paper, somebody might want to lease it. I mean, we got space sitting there that's not making us any money, but we haven't advertised it. We have space available here. I realize it's office space.
Someone might need a small space like that.
No, there's a bigger space. There's a space for neighbors for his office. How many square foot is that here?
It has
to hold up to 500 square feet. Yeah. Nice for the office.
For a counter.
July.
Okay.
The last meeting we did in June. June 30th.
Okay, so what to do, we're going to adjourn out of regular meeting session and into executive session. So we're going to ask the public to step into the hall.
That's possible.
Please. So, adjourned out of regular meeting.
I think it's going to be a problem.